But I had a hunch that...
Okay, so you're Milo, right? Is that what we're up to, Milo? Okay, so Milo. So it says... So it says, Umashim Evarachim, again, reading in the Rosh. Okay? He says, Umashim Evarachim Lachniso. Again, because Mila, there's two brachas you make on Mila. One of them is Al HaMila, which is a Berchas HaMitzvah. And you say, Al HaMila. Go, you commanded us on Mila, which is an instantaneous mitzvah. You do. Well, that's Machlokas. The Ram says, the Father says, La. But the Ran, I mean, I think the way we go is Al. But whatever. Let's say, it seems like the Rosh is going to say Al Amila, Benitam, because it's instantaneous. Yeah, because it's instantaneous. Instantaneous mitzvah. Al Amila, right? The Mice of Amila is the 1 second Mice, right?
Right.
Al Amila. But then there's another bracha, Shekir Shalom Sosu Tzivanu, Lehachnisa Bebris Ram Avinu, to enter him into the Bris Avram, the covenant of Avram. So, Le, it should be Al, because that's also, it's a bracha on the Mila. Right, so there's two brachas on the Mila, but it's a very nice mitzvah, and it should also be Al, and it's instantaneous. So he says, Mishum, so that's what Rabbi Rosh has explained. Mishum, the brachas lo niskina legamri al mitzvah zil. This bracha was not really set up as totally on this mitzvah.
Of Mila.
Okay, teda, d'ham mevarchan los la'achar Mila. Because you make it after Mila, because the general principles, when you have a bracha on a mitzvah, you always do it before the mitzvah, over Las Yalsa. Right? So here you're doing it afterwards, so what's the deal? Ela niskana lahodos ula halalu shabeach l'kadosh baruch hu. You're doing it to praise and to thank and to whatever, that to God, should siva lasas mitzvazil, b'chol pam shetavu, that He commanded us to do this mitzvah whenever it comes to our hands. Okay, so you got Sherek Hashem Nesosu Tzivanu, who commanded us, who was Mekadeh, he was Kedusha, and commanded us, to enter our children into the Bris Avram, but it's not on this Maisa, so to speak. Okay, it's not on this Maisa. Well, not Legamri. What does he mean? It's not totally on this action. It's not totally on this action. The premise of the question is, what does it mean? You're entering him into the Bris Avram. Right, like, the simple way to look at it is, like, you have two brachos on Mila. Because the Mila, there's the action of the Mila itself, the circumcising, and then there's the bringing him into the breast. How do I bring him into the breast? Through doing this action of circumcising. That's the way you enter him into the breast. So you enter him into the breast, so that's an action, that's an instantaneous action. I'm entering him into the breast. Right? And I'm doing Mila, so he's saying, so why do you say they're both right now? Because there's another problem is also, is that you're saying it after the Mila, but you say Le. But Le, I thought, implies the future.
Right.
So right, that's another problem. Forget about the fact of doing it afterwards. It's not the Bracha Mitzvah, so it has to be before. The language implies the future. So he says, no, because you're not doing it on this Mila that you did. But you're giving praise to God that He commanded us on Mila whenever it comes to our hands. And he says,
it is on Mila.
You're giving praise that He commanded us on Mila whenever we have it, but not on this action, on the general idea that God gave us Mila that we should do whenever it comes to us. And then he says, and the reason why we say it now is to show, to demonstrate that we're doing this Mila Shem Hashem, but not for like a Avodah Zarah or something like that. It seems like there's an idea of like.
Second reason.
He's saying is, if he's saying is that it's giving praise on the Mila, so why are we giving praise on Mila now? What's the point? I understand Bris Maaseh Mitzvah, so every mitzvah has a bracha. But you don't just start giving praise on brachos. Whoever heard of this? I mean, that's why it's a big move. Because what do you mean? You're saying a bracha on the mitzvah. And he's saying it's not really a bracha on the mitzvah. It's really just giving praise about the mitzvah. Nothing to do with this action. I mean, so why? What are you doing? Why are you doing this here? What's
right.
So he's saying it's no, because there's an idea. I think the idea is like there's some sort of a tendency that there is a certain primitive way to interpret Mila, and a person could be looking at it as like, you know, like you see primitives did that, you know, like self-sacrifice.
Bracha on the Mila itself to do that?
Well, you have to explain halachically how it's working, but he's just saying is that you want to have some bracha that's indicating that I'm not doing this as a primitive ritual, but I'm doing it L'Shem Hashem. Okay, I mean, fine, you have to do it. What is it then? I mean, is it on the mitzvah? It's not on the
right.
Mitzvah. Because he's saying, they're answering the problem of Leh, the future, he's saying, because it's not really going on this action. just talking about that God commanded us to do milah in the future, whenever.
Why are you saying it's proper now?
I mean, obviously he's saying it's on the milah, this milah, but it's not on this milah. As I said, it's not legamri on this. It's not totally on this milah. But what does that mean? That's the question. What do you mean? Is it or is it not?
Yeah.
Oh, there's another thing, by the way, is that there's another thing, is that another factor, another raya, proof that they bring that it's not on the action. It's because the moel, the person does the circumcision, he makes the bracha al hamila, because he's doing the action, so he does it. But the father makes the achnisa b'rishon hamamina, not the moel. The father does. So he's saying, if it's a bracha on the action, so shouldn't you have the person who does the action make the bracha? So rather, it's a different thing. Shavach on the fact that God commanded us to whatever, and that the father, I mean, still you explain why the father should do that, but you know, at least it's, if you say it's basically, if you say that basically milah has two brachos, it's a mitzvah that has two brachos and two dimensions, so it's two brachos, then why are you splitting the brachos between one guy and one guy? So the same guy should make them both. By the way, you have the same question, I mean, it is machlokas whether you make them both before and one after. Tosos wants to make one after. But I think we make them both before. I mean, this is not so simple. This is just Tosos' position. This is Tosos' position. I mean, I think the Rambam has them both before.
Then you don't have the lib problem.
I mean, we're going to get to the Rambam. But the Rambam has you make them both before. This is machlokas. I mean, we're just doing the sheet of, you know, position of Rambam and Tam. But they have the same machlokas by Erison. By the Berachos Erison, you know, on getting married. You say, Asher, Kishon, Son, Allah, Arayos. You know, the whole thing there. Same machlokas, whether or not you do that before or whether you do that after. Same thing. And they say the same kind of question. Is it like on the Maisa or is it somehow Shabbat? You know? Same question comes up. I mean, it is a good question. It's like, what's the deal? I mean, how does this indicate that it's Lashem Hashem more than the very bracha you made? I'll show you something on Al-Mila. He said that you commanded us to do Al-Mila. So what do you think? I'm doing Lashem Hodzara? But I'm saying the same thing about God. And if I'll say Lachnis Rish Alam Vino, I'll say also that's Shem Elzah. Like, how does that help? How does that even do anything? What does that demonstrate? I mean, the Rosh doesn't say that part, but I'm saying still, like, what's... Rabbeinu Tam actually has this, there's another tshuva. I didn't print it. I think the reason why I didn't print the copy of it is because it's the same, he says almost the exact same thing as he says in this Tosos. This is Tosos, I have Rabbeinu Tam actually. Glonir Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, this is Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosos I read to you, that's Rabbeinu Tam. So it's the same, you know. That out. I mean, I just want to point out. So David's saying an approach, which I don't think what's the name, the Rebbeinu Tam is saying. I think he's saying something different. But the Tosos Rebbeinu Peretz says as a different answer. He brings down, you know, brings down the Tosos Rebbeinu Tam. But then he says the Lachniso Bevriso Koi L'Shar Mitzvos. As the bracha of Nisa Brisa Shamarina is going on the other mitzvahs, the Ika Bahen Vaminyan Taryab, that exist in the other 612 mitzvahs. Achar Shekim Mitzvahs Mila. Right? After you do Mitzvahs Mila, the Chasar Mila min Taryag Mitzvahs. Behind you, Bris. You're saying Bris totals up to 612 in the Gematria.
Yeah.
And the Taryag is 613. So it's like, it's like you're doing this. Achnisa Bevriso, he's saying, is the bris, is the other 612, you know?
Works out.
Yeah, so he's saying is, like, but I think that's what David's saying. He's like, that Achnisa Bevriso Avinu doesn't just mean this one action of Mila, but you're inaugurating him into the bris of Ram, which encompasses the cult of all the other mitzvahs. So it's not only on this mitzvah. It's this mitzvah, it's beginning a life of bringing the kid into the system of Torah mitzvahs. And that's why they respond back, actually, after he says that bracha, just like you've brought him into the bris, so too you shall bring him into Torah and chuppah and ma'aseh tov, you know, which indicates the same idea. There's different texts of that's the way the Rambam's way of reading it is. There's different, whatever, there's different gersos in that statement. But that way of saying it is, it's saying to the father, just like you've done this, you should do the other. But it's not just a nice thing, saying because that is the really, bris has a component of initiating him into a larger framework. So it doesn't end. The idea of Achmas of Rishon Avinu begins with Mila, but it's really a continual mitzvah of the father to bring his son up in that type of a manner. So therefore, the Maisa is Mila, but the Kiyam is really a continual process which has Shihoi. So therefore, you would say Leh. Because le means whenever it's not an action itself, but it's on a continuum, on this thing, which is the kiyum transcends just the maisa. So if you learn, you could have learned mila is just bring him into Bris Avram, and that's it. Now he's in Bris Avram, period. And he's done. And then afterwards is other stuff. And then you say, what do you mean? But then it's instantaneous. There's no shiloh. But if you say it's really the beginning of a larger process, so the father is bringing up the kid on the derech of the Torah, ma'asim tovim, the Torah, ma'asim tovim, so then you say, then it really does have shiloh. So there are mila, there's one mitzvah which doesn't have maisa, which is the maisa of circumcising, and then there's the bringing him into bris, which is really continual, and the other 612, you know? So that's the way you would say that, I think. But Rabbeinu Tam sounds like he's saying he's not saying that. You would look at it, sounds like he would say, if you don't say that Chlis Rishon Rabbeinu is on the mitzvah, the mila, it's really just an instantaneous thing, really right away. But the reason why you're saying, le is because it's not really a bracha on this mitzvah. It's really a bracha where you're giving praise to God for commanding us, you know, for commanding us in this mitzvah.
Why is le appropriate for
Sheva? Okay, that's a good question. But I'm just saying, you have to go as far as what he's talking about. What I'm saying is, I don't think there's a way to say what he's saying. I mean, I don't know if you have to say the gematria and the whatever, but that's the way you would say it, I think. Just the pshat of the thing here is, why, if you're saying a shevach, is it not al and le? Because remember, al was on this action. You know, and le was when this, it is on the action, but the action transcends the action, but it's a kiyum and it's extended. But if you say that it's shevach, it's definitely not on this action. So definitely you can use the le. Because if it's on the action... I know, but it's the shevach is more generic. I mean, maybe we have to define what his idea is. Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe it means he's saying is that see in Berachas Ma'aseh Mitzvah, part of Berachas Ma'aseh Mitzvah, I would say it goes on the action, which means so to speak, it like defines, qualifies the action as not just a regular action, but an action of mitzvah. It's like there's a unit formed. Maisa and bracha, and then you do the action. And it, so to speak, it reflects on the quality of this action. It's not just the regular action, but it's an action of mitzvah based upon God and the commandment, and you know. So you're like defining the action. It's part of the role of a berachas maisa mitzvah. But shevach, like let's say you see a rainbow. So you say shevach. So you're not defining the rainbow. It's just that the rainbow is a stimulus. It calls to mind an idea about God. And you, the Rabbanan set up that certain things that call to mind God's greatness, you express praise on them. But you're not defining anything, it's just, it's a praise which is initiated, you know, based by a certain observation, experience, whatever you want to call it. Okay? But it's not a Berachas Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Berachas Ma'aseh Mitzvah is not because you experience this thing and that makes you think about that praise. It's that you want to define the action in a certain manner. Express the character of a certain of the action and give praise about the action. It's functioning vis-a-vis the action. It relates to the action. It's halachically related to the action. Not just that the action brought the praise to mind, but that it qualifies the action. It's there to define the action.
Two-way street.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. Right. The action is why you're giving shevach, but the shevach actually relates to the action. Qualifies the action. So if it qualifies the action, so now you have to know what kind of action is it. Is it an al action? Is it a le action? And also, you have to refer past, present, whatever, to the action. That's why you have to refer to the action, because it's on the action. You have to use the language, the text, which refers to the action. But he's saying that's not this bracha. Really, the mitzvah which defines the action, is the action of mitzvah, is mila, ala mila. Asher yishosim ala mila. So I'm defining this mila as my mitzvah. Fine. But now this is that the mitzvah of Mila, it brings to mind the fact that God commanded us or gave us this institution of bringing us into the Bris Avraham. He gave us the opportunity, and that whenever we have children, He gave us an opportunity which allows us to set up the kid's life in line with the in line with the lifestyle of Avraham Avinu. And that itself is like doing the mitzvah itself calls to mind that unbelievable fact, and is mechayvus to give praise about that. That's why Berachas Shevach is always afterwards, because it means the event happens and it reminds you of something, and then it's mechayv in praise. You see the rainbow and you say, "Wow," you're praised. You see Mila, say, whoa, this is great. God gave me this opportunity to bring my kid into Bris Milah. And that could be why so the father says it. Because the Milah is the action, it's a qualifying action, the Mo'el has to say it. But if you give it, it's reminding you of a thing. It's the father's kiyam. The mitzvah of the Milah is, I mean, the father may not be doing the action itself, but he's the father of the Shliach. And it's a father who is bringing his kid into this lifestyle and, you know, raising him on the in line with the Bris of Avraham Avinu. So the father is, when he's involved in it, and he has that kiyamis, when he's involved in doing this to his kid, it should stimulate him to particular praise about that fact. Okay, and he's giving shavach on that thing. Now, in terms of that, since it's not on, see, if it's al hamila, in other words, if it's on the action, right here, you're qualifying the action. But here, you're giving praise that God commanded us, not just on this one action, but God commanded us on the institution, commanded us to bring our children into the Bris Avraham. Not just this child. I mean, this child is true, is one child, but it brings to mind the generic institution which transcends this very action. So you don't want to use an action, which is pointing to on this individual thing, even though it's a mitzvah, it may be an instantaneous mitzvah. You want the praise to get as broad, and that's why it's also le in the future, because future is, he commanded us to do this in general. I mean, it doesn't have to be future, but it's not on this thing, it's the generic commanded us to do this whenever it comes to our hands, and it's something we think about, and it's not just this time, but it's a tzivoy which goes on, and something we relate to. I mean, the other point that the Rabbeinu was mentioning is that, fine, you could say this by every mitzvah. I mean, every mitzvah is a great opportunity of whatever. I mean, I don't know if you have to say that part, but he says the reason why Chazal specifically set up Shevach here is that they wanted to counter a wrong idea. I mean, you could say Shevach by every mitzvah, but they wanted to counter a wrong idea. Now, it could be the way it counters it is because it's true God commanded it, but it's like the Chnisa Vishal Avinu is expressed, the Bris Avraham, like it brings to mind the perfection of Avraham. Like Mila was, God said, go before me and be complete. And that was, Mila was like the perfection of Avraham Avinu, of subordinating his instincts. And so it points to the idea of the Bris of Avraham Avinu and the perfection which Avraham Avinu stood for and removing himself from overcoming his taivos, and, you know. So it could be like the idea specifically mentioning the Bris of Avraham points to the perfection of the mitzvah and not to the, the primitive types of illusions. So it's not just that you're saying Hashem, but it's okay, fine, Hashem, but it's still, it has that connotation. But it's not just because you're giving Shevach, but it's the content of the Shevach, which points you away from primitivism and focuses your mind on the life of Avraham and the perfection of Avraham, the fact that we're involved in that perfection. So if that's the case...
More
specific. It's not just right. It's just, you'd be open-ended. Okay, fine, God gave us this primitive mitzvah, fine. You say God gave it to us, fine, but you just interpret it as primitive. But the idea is that you go on, you're going to be talking about what is this mitzvah? Oh, it's bringing him into Bris Avraham, means we're carrying on the life of Avraham Avinu, which is the life of perfection. It's not a life of primitivism, it's a life of destroying your Avodah Zarah. I mean, that's Avraham stands for, destroying Avodah Zarah, removal from it, from your taiva, overcoming it, tamim is total perfection. So it's the idea is that God gave us opportunity to bring up our children in line with that type of lifestyle. So it points us. But he's saying, as the Rambam there is saying, is that you wouldn't have, apparently Chazal wouldn't have set off to give Shevach on the mitzvah if not for the fact that there's like a danger in Milah. So therefore they're mechayiv in the thing. Because I guess he's bothered by is, okay, a lot of mitzvahs, and a lot of mitzvahs have great ideas. You don't say after you eat matzah, you don't give praise like God gave us matzah to remind us of Yisrael Mitzrayim. I mean, you can pray a lot of mitzvahs. I mean, they just don't do that. He's saying the reason why they set it up is for this reason. But that's besides the point. I mean, but halachically, what is it? That's a side point in a certain sense. Halachically, what is it? It's about Shevach, and that's what means the legamri. So it's not totally on this mitzvah. It means it's not, of course, the mitzvah is the mechayev. Why you give me Shevach? Because you do the mitzvah. You don't just stand, wake up in the morning and say, God is great because he gave us the mitzvah of Achnisa B'Shalom Avinu. You need a mechayiv, you need a stimulus. So the mitzvah is the stimulus, but it's not on the mitzvah. I mean, it's not halachically, it's not formulated to define the mitzvah. It's not really on this mitzvah, in this true sense of the word. He doesn't want to say it's not on this mitzvah, because it's not, that would be wrong. I mean, it is on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is mechayiv in it. You don't just stop making it at any given point of your life, you know? Because I think the reason why it's the father is because I think it's the idea is, like the lachnisa b'rishon avinu, is the shevach is, that it's for the father that God gave us this tzivoy to bring up, or right when you have a kid, that you, the first way you relate to the kid is you're bringing him into Bris Avraham. and you're doing an action which brings into mind that this is the way I'm going to bring up my kid as part of a bris right away, and you know, I relate to my upbringing of my child in that manner. So the mo'el is not, doesn't relate to that. I mean, the mo'el is just the guy, the shliach, who happens to do the action for you because you can't do the action. But the shevach, the one who's really thinking about that and the one who the mila is moving in that manner, is the father, because he's the one who has his child and he's the one who's related to his child and he's the one who's being moved to that idea. Mo'el is just the guy who's doing the mechanical action. You know what I mean? So the shevach is for the father. It's machai of the shevach. The father's fulfillment of the mitzvah of mila is machai of him. And Shevach about that institution, you know. See, it's like a rainbow. Anyone who sees it here, it's the experience. The regular person sees it; he's not moved in that way. But the father is moved by the mitzvah of Mila, so it's that moves, you know. But the other people are involved in a different way. They say that thing, Kashem Sheikh Nastola. You know, I mean, they're kind of involved, but they're not directly. I mean, the experience, the rainbow moves whoever sees it. This moves the father because he's the one who's involved in the mitzvah, you know. It does remind me of, like, you know, you have this also? Not exactly, but like the Bracha of the Rabbi, Ner Chanukah, someone who sees Ner Chanukah makes the Bracha of Shabbat. Like the Bracha, the mitzvah itself could bring to mind the miracle there, and therefore you have Shabbat on it. So it's a Bracha on the candles, but it's not really on the Maisa, you know? But it's a little different. But, you know. So it could be when you say it's not Hashem Avodah Zarah, it doesn't mean, I mean, the person could relate to God in a manner of Avodah Zarah, which is that he's torturing himself for God. So he may use the name Hashem, but that's not God, because you can't help God. And there's the tendency in Avodah Zarah to torture yourself for the helping act for God. That's like a tendency in an idolatry. So even if you say, Asher Yisrael Mitzvanu Al Hamila, it's very nice. God commanded us Hamila to help him out and to torture ourselves for him. That's not, that a person naturally, it could be the Tos holds that, a person naturally would fall into that trap. There's a tendency of man to relate to the mitzvos as like a self-torturing for God. And this mitzvah, but specifically because of the fact that it is that type of torturing, physical mutilation, sexual, whatever. You know, so self-sacrifice. But that's not what it is. So the way you counter that is by giving the positive idea of Mila, which is Bris Avraham, and the ideas that Avraham Avinu stood for, which may be, you know, so, you know, you subordinate your instincts in order to direct your, sublimate your energies to be involved in Chachma, whatever the ideas of Mila are, you know, points to those ideas. But Van Tom said, if not for the negative, apparently you wouldn't have a bracha being mechayev in Shabbat. You have all these brachas of Shabbat, under lightning, you know, mitzvah is doing it, and generally you don't have that. So apparently, hell, the reason we have to explain, if you want to say that it's not brachas of Maisa Mitzvah, but it's brachas of Shabbat, you have to explain why this mitzvah is different in a qualitative way. Apparently, he holds that you have to do that. I don't know why they say by brachas Erison, I don't know if they explain why. But I mean, it comes up, it's an issue. I don't know if they say the same type of negative thing, but yeah.
Okay, so now we're tefillin. Last part, right? He says, "Umash shemar tefillin sheyad laniyach al shorosh al mitzvos mishen lo rotzu losaykin shtei brachos zochazu mitzvah hashavos." The tikkun of rosh al mitzvah shigmar mitzvah. The thing is that by tefillin, you naturally would say. He says, he explains that you want to say leh, because it's really a state. So kiyum is the state of wearing tefillin, not just the action. Right. Well, he's talking about laniach and al mitzvahs. So laniach, he says, makes sense.
Kiyum, do you anyways always make two brachos?
Yes. But anyways, whether it's always or not,
what is the bracha?
What is the bracha? Okay. So put that aside.
Because
when is both the leh? Because it's both of them are the idea of creating a state. Right? It's not the action per se, putting it on per se, but it's the state.
Okay.
So he says, you're right. They really should both be leh. But to have two brachas back to back, the exact same bracha, he says that would be strange.
Why did he say bracha?
Well, I guess it would be laniach tefillin, laniach tefillin. So I guess he's saying that is the appropriate bracha on the action. What did he command us to do? So the appropriate way to express whatever the idea of tefillin is, it would be laniach tefillin, to put on and to create the state of wearing tefillin. Right, so that would be the appropriate bracha. So if you want to say lo, you're going to have to say lo niyach tefillin, and then you have to basically say two brachas back to back, the exact same bracha. Yeah, I mean, they say on the bottom, this is like Quinter Mina Tom, who says you always say both brachas. You always say two. So it says, you basically just say, shezon lo niyach tefillin, polon shayat. Shezon lo niyach tefillin, polon shal rosh.
I don't see what's bad, though.
Okay, so that's the question. So they're saying, what's the problem? Fine, but that's what he's saying. So that's one question. And then he says, so therefore, so you want to set up a different bracha. So other bracha is going to be al mitzvah tefillin. On the institution, or on Mrs. Tillon. So fine, so now why do you get which one which? So he's saying is because since the Shel Rosh is the Gemar of the Mitzvah, the end of the mitzvah, so therefore you say al. Right, therefore you say al. Right, so the question is, well, how does that follow? How does that follow?
Yeah, okay, so maybe like, I think this is similar to what you're saying, Yehuda. Let me know. But, first the question to answer what David's question was, why can't say the same thing twice? So I think it just, when you hear it, there's an intuitive sense to it, right? So, I think the sense is, this is different what you're saying, I think, Yehuda, but that, I think it's just simple, is that the bracha is to be on, the bracha of the mitzvah is, so to speak, to qualify the mice of the mitzvah or whatever. But the way you do it is through the person reflecting on a certain concept and giving a certain praise to God. Like that's the idea, is that a person should be, is the bracha should move the person and it should cause them to reflect on an idea. And that's the way the bracha works. Right? So it's true, it's qualifying the bracha, the mitzvah, but what are you doing? How are you calling? By the person being involved in the certain Shabbat Hashem, and the Shabbat Hashem has an idea and a concept in it, you should think about that concept, and that moves him. Now, to do the exact same one twice is it would lack in that regard. Whereas to give the same Shabbat, the exact same Shabbat twice, you're not, so to speak, the guy wasn't gaining a new idea, and he's not thinking about any new idea. He just thought about that idea, and it's on his mind's eye already. So it's easy to just say it again. It's just like it's true that vis-a-vis the mitzvot, it makes sense, but vis-a-vis the activity of the person involved in giving Shabbat, they just, what are you doing? So rather, they wanted to set up to point to a different idea of the mitzvah. They wanted to give Shabbat about a different idea. So it's true, in its own right, you'd say that would be the best method, the best bracha. But since it takes place in order, in a sequence, so to say the exact same thing, that's not the right Shabbat to give. So you'll have to give a different Shabbat. One which is different than, and points to a different idea. Because the mitzvahs naturally come in tandem. Okay, so now what then? So it could be, its saying is that, so fine, so let's say Al is the only other one. Okay, and what else are you going to write? But now why the way he's been with, so why this way and not the other way? Flip him. So what he could be saying is that the bracha, the first one.
What was his answer again?
He says because the Al is the Gemara, the second one is the Gemara of the Mitzvah, the end of the Mitzvah. So it could be like, and this I think what you're saying, Yehuda, is like, Le means, reflects that the Mitzvah is not just an action, but it's creating a state and a continual, it points to an activity and an involvement. So the saying is the one which is the beginning of the action, the beginning of Tanachos Tefillin, you reflect that I'm doing this thing, but I'm creating a state, and the state continues. So not only this state continues, but then I'm going to put on the Shal Rosh, I'm going to enhance the state. It's all one state of the Gavra putting on tefillin. And this bracha reflects the future and the continuance and the building of the state. So then in the first bracha, it's really more appropriate to say the Le. Because, even in its own right, even if you didn't have the two steps, but, this is right when you're beginning the thing, you're reflecting that the bracha is a continued involvement in the saskas of the person, which continues on the Shel Yad itself, and also continues in the putting on the Shel Rosh. But then, he says, but then there's an idea of in the, Al, Mitzvah of Al is on the action itself. So it could be, he's saying is that there's a significance in the second one, which is not in the first one, which is that, in Tefillin, the Torah created like a Seder HaNachas Tefillin. There's an order. So it means there's like a process that the person undergoes, putting on the Shel Yad and then the Shel Rosh. So the Shel Rosh, when I put on the Shel Rosh, there's a kiyum that I'm completing the process. Like the action of putting on the Shel Rosh, like the action has a significance, even though it's really producing a state, but it has a significance in the framework of action that I'm completing a process which the Torah set up for me. Right, so the act, that's an idea of action. See, a process is an idea of an action. It's not the idea of a state. And the Torah set up a sequence of actions, and this is the completion. This action reflects the completion of that process. There's a process which God commanded me in, and I'm now giving Shevach on this action, which is the completion of a two-step process. And I'm giving Shevach on the action. See, even in a Berachos Ma'aseh, even in mitzvah, which does have Shihoi, it's not it makes sense to give praise on the action because you are doing an action. It's not like the Rantan say that's ridiculous. How can you praise an action? It's true there's a kiyum of the saskas and all that. But you're doing an action. I mean, there is an Eisel Mitzvah. But the thing is that there is the action has more significance on the second one, where it's the conclusion of a process. The action phase of the Mitzvah than at the beginning. Because the beginning one is really the beginning of something bigger. So the action is really more towards the state. But the second one, it's true it's the state and it's completing the state, but it's now the action phase, right, of the mitzvah is complete. And I'm giving praise on the Shabbat, on the Mila, on the Nachas, on the mitzvah of Tefillin. It's good, you don't say on the Rosh HaRosh, on the mitzvah of Tefillin, on the unit of the mitzvah of Tefillin. Mitzvah of Tefillin includes both of them. You don't say on the mitzvah of Tefillin, Shalosh HaRosh, on the institution of Mitzvah Tefillin, I'm completing that action. There's a perfection of the action of putting on the Tefillin. Even though it's not the real, ultimate kiyum is the state. But there is a perfection of the Seder HaNachas Tefillin, the sequence, the activities of putting on Tefillin, and this is on the conclusion of it. So now I say Al. That's the more appropriate way to do it. It's the more appropriate way to do it. Now one other thing, I mean, let's... Maybe you could look. I mean, see, the problem is something's wrong with the Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer HaYasha. I don't know, it's hard to read even. But I'll read you what he says, but it doesn't sound like he's saying what the Rosh is saying. Okay? What he is saying is a different question. So I'll read you what he says. It's very short. Yehode Amrinan de Menachos, Sach Vein Tfila L'Tfila Mevarech Shtayim, and this that we say in the Menachos, that if you talk between the two tefillos, between the tefillin A and tefillin B, like it says, if you talk, then you make another bracha, then you make two brachas. Shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. Okay, there's a word missing. The shel rosh, you say al mitzvah tefillin. Mishum hachi mivarach al. That's why you say al. Period. Okay. Right. It's not a complete sentence. That's the problem. Like, did he explain it? It sounds like he's answering the same. And why the fact that Zohar says that you say Al Shal Rosh on the Tefillin? Oh, that's why. You know? So, what does that mean?
Yep.
So I have an idea of what he's saying here, but I'm not sure about it. See, the problem is that it's not exactly in line with Shittas Rebbeinu Tam in general, which is that Shittas Rebbeinu Tam in general holds that you make both brachos always. You always say two brachos. But there are positions who hold that you don't. That you say, you only make really l'haniach tefillin in general, but if you talk, then you make the second, then you make al mitzvah san l'shel rosh. Okay? And it could be, even though Rebbeinu Tam doesn't hold this in general, but it just sounds like that's what he's saying. Okay? Put aside the problem that he's, I'm trying to make sense of this thing, but put aside that that's not what he holds in general. Let's say he held the other way, which is, sounds like what he's saying here. That if you talk, then you make two brachas. Okay, so it means generally you only make laniach, which is the right bracha for mitzvah tefillin, on the state. But if you talk, then you say another bracha. Well, the talk means that you... See, if you do them back to back, so they're
first
one...
On
well, yeah, first bracha goes on both. Laniach tefillin, to be involved in putting on tefillin, to create the state of wearing tefillin. The state involves two things, I make them both. Perfect, right? So on both of them. But if you talk... So now you break them up, and then you have to make a new bracha on the shalosh. Al. But now, could be he's saying is that, see, if you talk, so when you talk, you create a hefsek. But what do you create a hefsek? See, in putting on the hefsek is a break. So in tefillin, there's two parts of the tefillin. There's the action of putting on tefillin, and then there's the state, which is produced through the putting on tefillin. So I want to say is that when you talk, you create a hefsek in the actions of putting on tefillin. But the state is like, well, it's still one continual state. You're putting on the state, and then you're picking up on that state. So when you're talking about the state, you don't need the tzirah, the connection based upon slime all the time, the consecutivity, but they're intrinsically related, even if there is a gap, because they're both continuing the same state. They're picking up in that state of defining the person as wearing tefillin. So the fact that you talk isn't going to break up the state. And the shevach which I gave on the state of putting on tefillin reflected shihoi, right? That's the whole point. The mitzvah which has shihoi, which has delays in it and gaps in it, leh spans those gaps. Leh talks about the fact that those gaps are filled in. So Whereas the state is really contiguous. It's one state of putting on the tefillin, creating the shalyad and the shalrosh. So you don't need to give shevach on the state. You already gave shevach. The leh will go. The fact that you talk doesn't do anything. But in mitzvah's tefillin, there it could be also, there's also the maisa. There's also a complete slides for the state. There's also shevach on the maisa. Now normally, if you just put them on, you just the one bracha covers the state, reflects the state, and it's on the maisa. So you may, and you're doing the maisim back to back, and therefore you say leniach tefillin. It goes on both states, both maisim. But if you talk in between, in actions are broken up by talking, because an action, one action, another action, how are they related? They're two independent actions. So what relates them is consecutivity. But otherwise, this action is doing something to my hand, and this is an action doing something to my head. In terms of the state, they're related because the state of the person wearing tefillin. But as an action, I'm talking about the violation of state. But the action I'm doing actively, I'm putting on my shalyah, then I'm actively talking, then I'm actively putting on my shalyah, they're broken up. So now I have to make a new bracha. But what's the bracha now on? The bracha is not a bracha on the action, not on the state. Oh, so the action is really doesn't have shihoy, it's al. Because al is the bracha, you know. So therefore you say al. So it could be that's what he's saying, is if, again, I'm trying to make a, you know, if we don't have a missing text, I mean, maybe we have the wrong text and it's a misprint and whatever, but the way I'm reading it is, Sach bein tefillah tefillah. Rather, if you talk between them, mevarch shtayim, shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. Then you say on the shel rosh al tefillin. Mishum hachli mevarch al. Because of that, because of the fact that you're doing it when you're sach. Okay, because the Gemara in the Menachos, I happened to do this Gemara recently. I think there's a Gemara there that just says al mitzvah tefillin. You say shel yah on the shel rosh you say al, and on shel yah you say le. Doesn't say sach. I mean, he's bringing in sach. There are two statements in the Gemara there. One of them just says generically, this is the Rachan Sheh, this is the Rachan Shosh. There's another part of the Gemara that says sach. So he's bringing in the fact that they're talking. So I'm saying that's the Yishom Hachi, what? The sach. The only problem is that's not Rabbeinu Tam. What? No, he doesn't hold that way. That's the problem. Rabbeinu Tam does not hold that way. Rabbeinu Tam says the other way. He says the other way. So I know it's a problem. Problem is, that's the problem. So, I mean, look, I mean, I don't know, maybe Rabbeinu Tam had changed his mind on the issue, I don't really know, but, you know, maybe different places, different books, I don't know, you know. But, see, the only thing I was thinking is that maybe with this idea, he's really showing you that you can say the same idea even if you hold Rabbeinu Tam's way. Which is, even if you hold, you always make two brachas. It could be he holds, see, because there's two aspects of putting on tefillin. There's the state, and then there's the ma'isa. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam holds that, why do you make two brachas? Always. Why do you always make two brachas? According to Rabbeinu Tam. Even if you don't talk.
One on each?
Yes. So it could be he holds, even without talking. Let's say Rabbeinu Tam holds that, right? So it could be he holds that insofar as the state, really you wouldn't need two brachas, because it's one continuous state. But the reason why you make two brachas is because they're two maisim. There's the action to the head and the action to the shalyah. So the second bracha is because of the action, not because of the state. So it could be that's why you'd say al. You know what I mean? The second is not on the state, it's on the action. You know what I mean? But it could be he's pointing your attention to that through sach. You know what I mean? He's not saying, you know what I mean? But it could be he's trying to show you the idea, but that shows you, you know what I mean? It's a funny way to write. But what I'm just saying is, like, I mean, he's not saying it. I'm just kind of filling in. If you want to, you know. So I'm saying either this remaining time is going according to the other way, which I don't know, however that could be. He's different, whatever. You do see, by the way, the Rosh changed his mind on this issue. He openly says. The Rosh says, he says, I used to, it's funny Rosh, but hold on, I'll tell you the Rosh in a second, it's very interesting. But so either Rabbeinu Tam is the old way, or he's just pointing you to the idea, because that bracha brings to mind, the, you know, something like that. Problem is, it's not so good, because according to the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Tam actually holds, if you talk, then you make three brachas. Then you say on the Shel Rosh, you say Lohaniach and Al. So it seems to be is that Al is really on the Shel Rosh always. And then if you talk, then you're the Maisa, you say another Laniach.
But it doesn't get you anywhere.
Yeah, so it's not really going to help. I mean, if you want to put it into Rabbeinu Tam, I don't think it's really going to help. So I know, it's difficult. But if you say, I mean, again, yeah, I don't know. So I guess he has changed his mind, I don't know. But now I was saying is the Rosh says, depends, big machlokes is Rishon, whether you make two brachas in general or one bracha. So the Rosh says, he says, when I was younger, he says, I didn't know, I just knew there was machlokes is Rishon in this issue. So I said that I might as well say Safik Brachas Lakel when you're in doubt when you make a bracha. You don't make the bracha. So look, the bracha isn't ma'akev. If you do miss that bracha, it still counts. So he says, in general, that's the principle. If you don't know, don't make a bracha. So I used to only make one bracha. He says, until I got older and I learned the sugya, and I see from the Gemara, it really seems like Rabbi Yehonatan's right. They should make two brachas. So now I started making two brachas.
Wow.
You know, interesting, right?
Wow.
So you see, changing their mind on this issue isn't, you know, so I don't know, maybe Rabbi Yehonatan also originally held the only make one bracha, and then later he changed his thing. And I don't know when he wrote, I don't know the history. When did he write Sefer Yashar, and when did he, you know, when did he write the thing? But if that's the history, I mean, maybe he also underwent a similar thing. There's precedent to say to change your mind here, you know? Could be Rabbi Yehonatan also originally held that way. But I don't know. It's hard to, it's a kind of hard to speculate type of thing. But it's a nice idea, though. You know, it's a nice idea. And I just don't know if it's true. You know? But it's, you know. So I know, the rush is going like Rabbi Yehonatan. Which is that you always say two brachas. The Rosh is explaining, he holds like Rabbi Yehonatan. At the end of the day. Given that he holds like Rabbi Yehonatan, he's explaining it. But what I'm saying is perhaps Rabbi Yehonatan is holding, not saying that answer, because this Sefer Yashar is not holding like Rabbi Yehonatan. It's holding like the other Shita and explaining it according to the other Shita. The only way it could really make sense.
It's such an odd sentence.
The only way it can make sense, I know, it's especially because it's an odd sentence, so it makes you think that maybe he's missing some stuff.
It could be
the Rosh really, it says Sof Matil Rosh Lion, Rosh Tvelin, then whatever the Rosh says, you know. And then it says, Mishamachim Barakal. You know? Like,
yeah.
It could be and there's a whole bunch of stuff missing from the text. Because anyways, even the way I'm reading it, the grammar is still funny. The grammar doesn't really read. Because it says Sof Matil Tvila Barakh Shtayim Shel Rosh Al Mit, it should say Al Shel Rosh Al Mit Tvelin. If anything, I mean, there's a word missing. So even my way, there's a word missing. So once there's a word missing, could be the whole thing is off. You know, so I'm just throwing out there. It's you know. So that basically concludes the Rebbe Tam. So the next week is the Riva. The Rosh brings down next is the Riva. The Riva is similar to the Ran. Okay, this idea of whether you could use the shliach or not use the shliach, but it's different. This is what's interesting: is that you're gonna have to go back to the Ran. Okay, but. It's different than how he answers the problems. Remember, there are two steps in the Ran. One is, what's the theory of the different when you say Al Le? And then there was where he took up all the mitzvahs. And he explained them. And the Riva sounds like the same theory of the Ran, but he takes up the mitzvahs differently. Which is, the question is, does he just hold different ideas about the mitzvahs, or does he have a different theory about the Al and the Le also? So, I mean, you may have to go back to the Ran and remember what we said about, you know, it may be a good idea to prepare a little bit. You know, over the weekend or whatever, just to recall your memory and compare and contrast what they say, you know, in different mitzvahs, and try to figure out, you know, whether they're different, you know, because it's gonna be a little bit going back on what we did last week. So, at least to refresh your memory on the ideas that are on, you know, the chazar. Yeah. Okay. So that's basically this, Ron. It goes all the way. You'll see. It goes from here, the Riva, up until the two dots. You'll see. There's two dots in here. Okay, so that should keep us busy for most or all of next week.